This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 641. Review contest winner Abner asks amazing IELTS questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, meet Abner, who has a year before he needs IELTS. Hear his thoughtful preparation and exam questions and get insightful IELTS tips. Good morning, IELTS Energy listeners. Well, it's morning for me, at least. Abner, is it morning for you?
I'm good. I'm very good, Jessica.
What time is it in Brazil right now?
Now it's 1:06.
Okay, all right. So different time zones. Guys, Abner is here because he was the winner of our review contest. I don't know if you remember, listeners, but a little while ago, we asked you guys to submit reviews for the show, and we chose one lucky reviewer to come on today, and that is Abner. So we are so happy for you to be here. Abner, let's talk about your IELTS situation so our listeners can find some similarities here. Have you taken the test before?
No, it's a first time.
Oh, okay, awesome. And how are you preparing for your IELTS exam?
My routine is here podcast, IELTS Energy, and another podcast entire week. And on Tuesday, I have English class with a Brazilian teacher, and I read some books, Twitter news. I follow some profiles, for example, New York Times,
nice.
Fox News sometimes, Canadian profiles. And another example, I hear radio in my work, during my work, Canadian radio, for example, the Edge Radio or Q. It's classic rock.
I love it. Yes. It's classic rock. Awesome.
Yes. That's so rad. I like so much rock.
Me too, man. You know what? That is such great advice for all the IELTS candidates out there. What a great way to fit more English into your life is to like think about the kind of music you like, because there are radio stations for every kind of music, right? And then find a radio station in the country you want to go to and listen to that. That is so good. Abner, okay, real fast. This isn't about IELTS, but who's your favorite classic rock band?
Maybe AC/DC.
Or that's awesome.
Queen, for example. Queen, AC/DC.
Yes.
I like so much. Harmonies. I love harmonies.
That's so awesome. Okay, rad. So it sounds like you're doing a lot of listening and reading. So you're listening to our podcast. What other podcasts are you listening to?
I listen to 6 Minutes BBC.
Oh, and, nice.
And I listen to Culips.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. So, Abner, I would encourage you to also include, besides the BBC, some more native speaker podcasts, all right? Mm-hmm. Like besides the ones made for students. But it sounds like you're doing a lot of preparation, so that's fantastic. When is your test?
I don't did a schedule, okay? Because me and my wife prepare for move to Canada in probably 1 year, probably. And we don't schedule tests for this moment. But okay, we prepare everything, understand how tests work. And
yeah.
And with IELTS Energy Podcast, it helped me a lot.
That's awesome. No, that's perfect. You know, guys, I mean, we often talk about a situation where like people have to take the test in a month or 2 months, but Abner's situation is also very common, right? Like you're looking ahead, you're planning far into the future. So if you have like a year like Abner, this is perfect, Abner, what you're doing. You just sort of prepare in general, you gather information, you're improving your overall English as much as you can, it sounds like. And then really, I would say like 6 months from now, about 6 months before you want to leave, you need to go to Canada, then that's when you really need to like buckle down with the test practice and stuff like that, right? But what you're doing now, fantastic. It's great. Okay, so we promised Abner that he could come on the show today and ask me some IELTS questions. So, Abner, challenge me. What do you have?
yes, I separate four questions. One question I changed because I talked with my wife and we had a new doubt and I probably asked you. For example, about speaking, when we talk about writing, it's not good practice you contract words, okay?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, so Abner is asking about contractions, right?
Like yes.
Can't, won't, couldn't, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, no, you should totally use contractions on the speaking exam. It sounds super awkward and unnatural if you don't use contractions, okay? So guys, I mean, yes, like in speaking part three, we want to sound formal, I realize that, but formal speaking, it's in this case, is not the same as formal writing. So academic writing, you do not want to use contractions, all right? Formal letters, task two, don't use contractions because they're informal, right? But in speaking, we always use contractions. So it does end up sounding weird if you don't use contractions. So yeah, definitely Abner and Abner's wife.
Daniela.
use contractions, okay?
Yes. Okay, another question is about writing. For example, with our ears and Caleb's podcast, I can learn some expressions. For example, another day I learned I don't have a clue.
And that's great.
In writing is good to write this expression or is better use more formal expressions?
So, in an informal letter, you can definitely use the phrase, I don't have a clue. And on speaking, of course, that's an awesome phrase, especially, you know, when you're confronted with a topic that you really don't have a clue about. So that's an awesome idiom. But in writing task two, no, that would not be appropriate for academic writing or formal letters for that matter. There are some idioms that are formal enough for task two, and it's tricky because the examiner does look for your ability to use quote unquote idiomatic language in your writing. So you do have to use some. I mean, you should be using like one or two idioms, but they have to be formal and academic. So, Abner, my advice is to ask a native speaker. And if you don't have a native speaker on hand, the best thing would be to be a three-key student. And then you could ask me directly or our team directly in the Facebook group. Because you don't know if it's formal or informal. Right? So you could look it up on the internet and see if it's defined as formal or informal, but that information isn't always available or accurate. So you really need to ask a native speaker. And what you need to do is like build up three or four idioms that are formal, perhaps something that you know you could definitely use in the conclusion, for example, right? Something that's general and could be used about any topic and yet formal and idiomatic. So build up like three or four phrases like that, and then those are the ones you know are appropriate in writing task two. Guys, listeners and Abner, come back to the blog post for this episode. This is episode 641. Come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I will link to some other resources that we've done, some episodes and videos that do talk about formal idioms. Okay, so definitely come back for that resource. Okay, Abner, what else you got for me? These are great questions, by the way. Hello, hello, awesome listeners. Thanks for tuning in today. Remember, there is a special bonus waiting just for you, podcast fans. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. Become a 3-key student and get your special bonus, How to Wake Up the Examiner.
Yes. It's about listening, to improve listening. I saw in IELTS site, for listening, we can use in exam British, American, Canadian, and Australian English, I guess. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. Today, how I spoke to before, I heard some radios in Canada watching movies in English without subtitle. Podcast BBC is a British in English. Another way to improve listening, another accent.
So you're asking for resources for British accents or Australian accents?
Yes, Australian. British, every English probably we have in IELTS exam, how I improve.
Yeah, for sure. I have done a couple videos about resources with different accents. So I'll link to those in the blog post as well. Again, this is episode 641, but Abner, it's funny you ask that because I've been watching some TV series starring Australian actresses that I really like. So I like the idea of choosing an actor or actress that you like and finding them doing movies and TV in their original accents. So if we take Australia, for example, right? Toni Collette, Naomi Watts, Russell Crowe, but these are all actors that usually have American accents in movies. So I would find their earlier work where they still have Australian accents, because we know that we like them, right? We know they're talented performers. So find some movies and TV shows that these famous Australian actors and actresses have done earlier in their careers. I love that idea. Also radio from that country, like you're doing from Canada, but then try and find some radio from Australia and New Zealand. Some New Zealand accents. You guys should watch Flight of the Conchords. It is so funny. And then there's another movie that is related, What We Do in the Shadows. And it's like a mockumentary about three vampires that live together. It sounds cheesy, but it's really, really funny. I'll put some more resources for different accents in the blog post for this episode. But yeah, those are some titles that you should definitely check out. And as far as British, there are so many beautiful movies and TV shows. Of course, Black Mirror is thought-provoking and intelligent and amazing. I've been watching a show, Wanderlust, that is very adult though, so only watch that with no kids around, but great British accents. And I really, it's kind of an older series, but Wallander is a British series with Kenneth Branagh, who is amazing. And it's like a detective crime thriller series. It's a little bit slow moving, but it is beautiful and it is a thriller. So yeah, definitely check out Wallander. That's also really good. I could just go on and on about pop culture, but I'll stop myself. Come back to the blog, guys. I'll link to other resources that that recommend different accents you could listen to and watch. So again, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 641. Okay, and everyone, podcast listeners, if you are ready to get going with IELTS, if you're perhaps a bit closer to your exam than Abner is, remember there is a special bonus waiting for you if you use these links only given in the podcast. So sign up for 3 keys, go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, Abner, you are doing fantastic. I think you're off to a great start, Abner. I love that you are exploring the language and enjoying it and learning about the test at the same time. And remember, when you get a little bit closer to your exam, a couple months out, get into a system, right? Get into 3 keys and then you can prepare for the best scores. All right, Abner?
Yes, yes.
All right. Do you have any last question for me today?
Let me check about speaking. Is an accent is instructor will analyze our accent, or we need only pronounce correctly? Because for us, another country is very, very hard. Accent is different for us. I'm scared about this for some mistake in pronounce.
Okay, so you can get an 8 for pronunciation and still have a little bit of your first language accent. That isn't the most important thing. In order to get a 7 for pronunciation, you need to say all the sounds clearly, which you are, and most importantly, you need to be expressive. Okay, so those two things are way more important than your first language accent. Okay? Yeah, so don't worry about that. Okay? All right, yes. Abner, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Okay, it's a pleasure. And congrats for your YouTube channel, Honestly thanks. English. I watched some videos and say hello to James.
I will. Thanks, Abner. All right, Abner. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.